This goes to Matthew, M-A-T-T-H-E-W, Flegel, F-L-E-G-E-L-P-A-C, fax 989-828-6835, and Isabella County Medical Care Facility, fax 989-772-3669. Regarding Kathy, last name is Cole, C-O-L-E, date of birth October 8th, 1948. Dear Mr. Flegel and sirs at Isabella County Medical Care Facility, this is a post-hospital follow-up visit for Mrs. Cole, who was admitted to Gratiot Community Hospital in Elma in September of this year, and was seen in consultation by Dr. Jose Fuente, 9-14 of 25. The renal insufficiency was felt to be an exacerbation of congestive heart failure, also recently being started on Farxiga, and dehydration secondary to the change from hydrochlorothiazide to loop diuretic. She initially had a creatinine of 1.11, and upon admission it was 2.02. Levels did decrease throughout hospitalization, and after stabilization she was discharged to the medical care facility in Mount Pleasant for strengthening and rehabilitation. She had a kidney ultrasound and post-void bladder scan, 9-15 of 25. This showed a small right kidney at 9.2 centimeters without masses, cysts, or hydronephrosis. Left kidney also slightly smaller than normal, 9.7 centimeters. Also no cysts, masses, no hydronephrosis with the normal bladder appearance of the bladder. She also had the transthoracic echocardiogram done 8-25 of 25. Ejection fraction was 63%. She had a mildly hypertrophied left ventricle at that time and normal systolic function. Indeterminate diastolic function was reported also. Today she is in a wheelchair. She is on oxygen, currently 24/7 oxygen requirement, and she's hoping she'll be able to wean off that before being discharged home in the future. That would be her goal. And she's been doing very well at the medical care facility. Weight has been stable, and no readmissions to the hospital following the discharge. No nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia. No diarrhea, blood, or melena. She does have chronic dyspnea on exertion and is oxygen dependent currently. Abdomen is obese. No constipation or diarrhea. Urine is clear with occasional incontinence. No edema of the lower extremities. Medications: Eliquis 5 mg twice a day, multivitamin daily, Lipitor 20 mg daily, glucosamine with chondroitin twice a day, Celexa 20 mg daily, Jardiance 25 mg daily, Gabapentin is 300 mg three times a day, Glipizide 10 mg twice a day, Norvasc 10 mg daily, Bumex 1.5 mg twice a day, potassium chloride 10 mL equivalent daily, Losartan 50 mg daily, Metformin 500 mg twice a day, omega-3 fatty acid 1 gram twice a day, vitamin C 500 mg twice a day, Metoprolol 100 mg daily, Baclofen, 5 mg every 8 hours as needed for back pain or muscle spasms. on Tylenol 500 milligram every 6 hours as needed for pain. Physical exam, height is 60 inches, weight 278 pounds, pulse is 68, irregular. Blood pressure, right arm sitting, large adult cuff is 138 over 54. Her neck is supple, difficult to evaluate jugular venous distension due to the obesity. Lungs are clear with a prolonged expiratory phase throughout. Heart is irregular. Abdomen obese, non-tender, no ascites, and no peripheral edema. And labs, most recent lab studies were done November 22nd, 2025. Creatinine is 1.14, which is improved. Previous level was 1.39. Estimated GFR is 39, and that was 9:30 of 25. 9:18:25, creatinine 1.54. Estimated GFR 35. So the kidney function has been gradually, slowly improving, but is not back to normal. 1.14 has estimated GFR of 42. She does have a hemoglobin of 9.2. That is up from 8.7. So it's slowly improving, but not normal yet. Sodium 138, potassium 4.3, carbon dioxide 30. Calcium 9.5, creatinine was 1.3, that was 11:22, and the GFR 42, albumin low at 3.2, liver enzymes are normal, ferritin 102, iron is 31, iron saturation is low at 9%. Normal platelets and normal white count are noted. And her last phosphorus level was done 9:30:25. That was 4.1. Magnesium was 1.8. Assessment and plan. One, stage 3B, chronic kidney disease. This might be back to baseline for this patient. As previous level before hospitalization was about 1.12 creatinine. Two, chronic congestive heart failure, currently oxygen dependent. Three, bilaterally small kidneys per recent ultrasound. And four, type 2 diabetes, currently stable. The patient should get labs rechecked in December again, then most likely every 3 months thereafter. She should continue all routine medications and have a follow-up visit with this practice in the next 4 to 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.